we have Nicole Phillips, the wife of NDSU, former NDSU head basketball coach Saul Phillips. And I guess with the deal, she has to leave too and move to Ohio. And Nicole, welcome to KFGO.
I have the choice to stay, you know, Jack.
You could do your show from here.
Exactly, right?
Well, welcome and congratulations, and we're tickled you could join us.
It is absolutely my pleasure to be able to have a moment on your airwaves to just say to people, thank you for how kind you've been to us over the last 10 years.
Nicole, how long have you been in Fargo-Moorhead?
10 years. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and we moved here in May of 2004, and here we are in April of 2014, so a full 10 years almost.
And the move is to Athens, Ohio. Somehow I put on Facebook, I think I said Dayton or some dang thing, but
I didn't see that.
I want to thank someone for correcting me. Have you been down to Athens, Ohio yet?
Yeah, well, listen to this. So here was the timeline. On last Friday, okay, so a week and a few days ago, Saul calls me. He was in Dallas for the Final Four, and he said, Nick, this school in Ohio wants to interview me tonight. And I said, all right, well, you know, you might as well talk to him. And then he called me Saturday at 9 p.m., and he said, I took the job. And then Sunday, I told a girlfriend jokingly that I needed her to help me sell the house. And so she did. And so by that evening, my house was sold. And then Monday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, the three kids and I got on a plane for Athens, Ohio. I had never been to Ohio before, period. So I had no idea what to expect. And, you know, Fargo is just so full of love. And so this was, I was really worried that it would just be a total personality change going to Ohio. And I didn't see that. People were just bending over backwards to make us feel at home.
What did the town look like through your novice eyes, so to speak? What did you see?
Well, Saul had told me on the phone, he goes, Nick, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It's rolling hills, trees everywhere, and deep ravines. And so we're in Columbus. We get off of the plane and we get in the car, and I look at Saul as he's driving the rental car for us. He had met us there. And Columbus looks very much like Fargo. You can see the weather rolling from next Tuesday, you know, and it was kind of rainy and overcast. And I looked at him and I said, this looks a whole lot like Fargo. And he goes, it won't. Just wait a minute. It won't. And so we drove about 45 minutes, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, this is stunning. And it reminded me that we both grew up in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. And so it reminded me so, so very much of our hometown. So it really felt like home. It felt like, okay, this is the right move we're making.
And I would presume you've got a chance to look over the campus?
Yeah, and it's like a postcard. It's like, this is fun, and it's much warmer there than it is here. So there were kids, you know, on front lawns grilling and playing football, and girls sitting on porches talking to boys, and it was just really like something out of a movie.
A Norman Rockwell painting. So
yes.
How did your children take the idea of the move? How are they taking it?
Really, really well. And I have to thank really the community for that. They were in a show at the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. When this all went down, they were in that show. And so the cast, which was mainly adults, the cast in this show was so energetic and supportive and positive and saying, gosh, this is going to be so great. What a neat new adventure. And so they were really lifted up and really took the cue from those adults that I never even talked to, that just knew the right thing to do to a kid is to just maintain positivity.
You have had a big influence in town. Of course, you did your TV anchorhood for a while, and
yeah,
you were excellent at that. You helped me out when Sandy Butweiler was on vacation a time or two as a co-host, and
yeah, that was fun. Yep.
I think our media missed a lot when you opted out of doing that. So my hat is off to you. You were a natural at that. But you, beyond that, you've had your thumbprint all over our community. Your loss will be noticed, and I know you will notice your departure personally as well.
Well, I have to thank you because I have not cried yet today, and now I'm getting there. So thanks so much, Jack, for that. I go in phases where I'm really, really, really excited about a new adventure, and then I stop and I think to myself, these are the best friends I've ever had. Even the strangers in Hornbacher's feel like friends. And because of this Kindness is Contagious column, I'm sure, you know, people write in their kindness stories and I get to print them. And that just, it is my passion. I was able to find my passion here in Fargo through that column. And through that, I've made some beautiful friends. And so I'm thrilled because I'm going to keep writing it from Ohio. And people email in or can mail in or whatever their story. So I'm just going to keep writing until they tell me I can't anymore because it's very special to me.
So you're going to keep your thumbprint on our community. Good. We'll be looking for that. And when are you moving?
May 12th.
And you have a public appearance that you're going to be making that might be your unofficial ex officio farewell to the community.
It wasn't intended when I agreed to do this speaking engagement. It wasn't intended to be a farewell speech, but I guess it feels like it's becoming that. This is my last public chance to share with the community in this presentation what kindness has done for me, what writing this column has done for me, why it's so important that I wrote it. I mean, the health changes for me, the physical and emotional changes that I've been able to go through this exploration of kindness, and why it's so important that I keep writing it. And so that's going to happen on Saturday, May 3rd. The public is welcome. It is at it's for women. I should clarify. If a man sneaks in, you know, we're not going to kick you out. But it's a program and a light breakfast for women at Fargo's Hope Lutheran Church on the North Campus.
What time on Saturday, May 3rd?
It is 10 to 11:30. And so people are going to want to call the Hope Lutheran Church office for tickets if they want to go because of the food involvement. And if if it ends up being where they can't feed more people, then I think they're going to be doing tickets just for the speaking part. But we'll see on that one.
Nicole, I just want to say one other thing before we hang up here. That I watching Saul grow into his job in this community, watching Coach Bull grow into his job in this community, and when they went away, I think there was a lot of Fargo that had rubbed off on them. And I think you should know that, as with Leah Bull, you're included in this. A lot of you has rubbed off on all of us, and we're that much richer because not only have we had great coaches on the field and their wives, but we've had great representatives of our community out there in the world. So thank you very much for being who you are and joining us today.
Wow. I'm going to weep.
Thank you. I know, right? This is so sad, and yet it's happy for, I mean, it's such a mixed bag of emotions, but I can't tell you how this community has helped both Saul and me just grow so personally, and I can't say thank you enough.
Thank you very much, Nicole Phillips.
Thank you.
We appreciate you joining us.
Have a great day.
Bye.